You are listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind.
Hello, this is Jerry Chevalier with the next episode in the series Using Windows from the Keyboard, hosted by the Canadian Council of the Blind Get Together with Technology program. Today is May 13, 2020. In this episode, we're going to talk about the Windows taskbar as a productivity tool and the Windows Run dialog. The Windows taskbar is a horizontal bar that displays on the bottom of your screen. It contains icons for the open windows that you have running. There will be an icon for each window that you are working with. And also any pinned items on the taskbar will have icons, regardless of whether the pinned app is open or not. I'm going to talk about pinning items to the taskbar after I introduce it, because by pinning items to the taskbar, that's how you gain a productivity advantage. First, let's open several windows so we can see how the taskbar looks with windows open. We all have at least one window open now because we're all running the Zoom app to participate in this meeting. But let's open a couple of more windows. I'm going to open File Explorer. There are several ways to do this. Last week, we created a desktop shortcut to our Documents folder. So if you press the Windows key M to go to your desktop and then press D to find that Documents shortcut that we created, you can press Enter on it and it will activate the File Explorer opening in your Documents folder. Or if you didn't do any of that, you can simply launch File Explorer with the Windows E command. Hold down the Windows key and tap the letter E. That will open File Explorer. Once you've done that, let's open one more app. I'm going to open Word. So I'm going to tap the Windows key, which opens the search box in the Windows search facility. And I'm going to type WOR. And it comes up and says Word Desktop App. I'm going to press Enter on that. So as soon as you start typing anything in the Windows search facility, the search results display above it. And as soon as you see visually or hear with your screen reader the result that you want, in this case, the Word Desktop App, just press Enter. We should all have several apps open now. The Zoom app itself, File Explorer, and Word. And maybe some others if you happen to have other apps open. Let's go to the taskbar and see how these icons look. The easiest way to get to the taskbar is to hold down the Windows key and press the letter T as in taskbar. Windows T will take you to the taskbar. Remember, you can also get there from the desktop by pressing the Tab key twice. Once you arrive on the taskbar, you can arrow back and forth with the left and right arrow keys among the icons for your open apps. So in my case, I see the File Explorer app. If I arrow, I also have the Word app and I have the Zoom apps. Actually, I have two icons for the Zoom apps because Zoom opens with two windows. If I right arrow again, I come around to the front of the taskbar. Because navigating with arrow keys is circular. You can go in either direction with the left and right arrow keys and you will circle around the open apps. If I stop on any one of those icons, let's say Word, and press Enter, I will go back to my Word app window. I can then do the Windows T command, come back to the taskbar, and arrow, let's say, to File Explorer, press Enter, and now I'll switch to the File Explorer app. You may be wondering, well, that's not actually as convenient as using the Alt-Tab shortcut, because by pressing Alt-Tab, you can move among open windows. Alt-Tab will move forward through your open windows, and Alt-Shift-Tab will move backward through your open windows. There are multiple ways to do things in Windows. However, if you remember the order of the icons on your taskbar, you can also use another shortcut key. If you want to open the app that's leftmost or first on the taskbar, you can hold down the Windows key and press number row 1. So Windows key 1, not the number pad 1, but the number row 1, Windows key 1 will open the first app on your taskbar, regardless of where you are. If you happen to be using the third window and you want to go back to the first window, you can Alt-Shift-Tab, but you can also just press Windows key 1. Windows key 2 will move to the second item on the taskbar, and so on. You can go from 1 to 0. That gives you 10 taskbar items that you can have shortcuts to. Now, let's see how we can get a little more productive with the taskbar. If you hold down the Windows key and press T to go back to the taskbar and focus on any one of the apps, let's start with File Explorer. And instead of pressing Enter to go back to that window, instead press the Applications key. Start arrowing down through the resulting context menu. You'll see an item that says Pin to Taskbar. I'm going to come back to this, but continue to go down the list. And you will see things like My Documents folder comes up, Frequently Used folders come up. What we have here is a history of folders on your computer that you have recently visited with the File Explorer app. This is called a jump list. When you press Applications and get this list of folders in File Explorer, Windows refers to this as the jump list. If you press Escape and close this jump list, I'm back on the taskbar, and then press arrow key. I just lost my ability to arrow. So what I sometimes find is the arrow key doesn't want to take me to the next icon on the taskbar, and I can unlock that by hitting the tab key, and then I can arrow around the taskbar again. I'm now focused on the Word icon on the taskbar, and again, I'm not going to press Enter to open that app. I'm going to press the Applications key and look at the jump list. I have the option to pin Word to the taskbar. I have a recent grouping on the jump list, which shows documents in Word that I've recently opened. So it's analogous to the File Explorer showing me recently used folders. In the Word app, I see recently used documents. As you might expect, if I press Enter on any of these documents, I'm going to go back to my Word app window, but it's going to open that document for me. Again, I'm going to press Escape to close this jump list. And if we happen to have a browser open like Firefox or Google Chrome, and it was on the taskbar, the jump list for the browser shows recently visited websites. On File Explorer, we get recently visited folders. In Word, we get recently visited or used documents. And if we had a browser open on the taskbar jump list, we would get recently visited websites. Just to review, the taskbar has icons for all of our open apps. We can get to the taskbar with Windows key and T. We can arrow among the icons on the taskbar with left and right arrows. We can jump back into any of those apps by pressing the Enter key, or we can press the Applications key on any of those icons and bring up the jump list, which is a menu of recently visited resources related to that app. We also have the shortcut keys to jump directly to any icon on the taskbar, which is Windows key with the number row keys. The first app that's on the taskbar can be switched to by holding down the Windows key and pressing 1. You can switch to the second app on your taskbar with Windows key 2, and so on. And you don't have to be on the taskbar to do those shortcuts. So I could be writing an email and realize, oh, I want to paste something into this email from Word, and I have Word open as the second item on my taskbar, I can just press Windows key and 2, and I will jump into the Word app right from my email. Let's move on to pinning items to the taskbar. Pinning, as in P-I-N, press Windows T to go back to your taskbar, arrow around and find the File Explorer icon, but don't press Enter. We don't want to go into File Explorer. We want to pin File Explorer to the taskbar. So press the Applications key. The jump list will open. You will find an item in the jump list that says Pin to Taskbar. Press Enter on Pin to Taskbar in the jump list for File Explorer.
You have now permanently pinned File Explorer to the taskbar.
Even if you press the Enter key and go back to the File Explorer window, and then use the Alt F4 command to close File Explorer, and then use Windows T to come back to the taskbar, it'll still be there. Even if you shut down your computer, restart it, and then press Windows T to go to the taskbar, you will still see File Explorer on your taskbar, even though it's now closed. It's not even open, but it's permanently pinned to the taskbar. And the reason that's a good thing to do is because if you use several apps over and over, like in my case, I always have File Explorer pinned to the taskbar. I always have Word pinned as my second item. My third item is Excel. My fourth item on the taskbar is permanently pinned, is Google Chrome. And my fifth item is Calculator, which is permanently pinned. And then any other apps that I open will be number 6 and number 7 and so on. By doing this, remembering the order of the icons on your taskbar now becomes easier, because whenever I start up my computer, I know that File Explorer is the first item on the taskbar. I can always get to it with Windows key and 1 on the number row. I know that Google Chrome is always my fourth item because it's permanently pinned, so I can hold down the Windows key and press 4. So this is a very useful thing to do for apps that you use frequently, especially if your list is 4, 5, or 6 apps. You can probably permanently pin those items, and you should not have any difficulty remembering the order that they were pinned. Any other apps that you open will come after your pinned items on the taskbar. Once an item is pinned to the taskbar, you can press the Applications key and look at the jump list, and the option that used to say pinned to taskbar will now say unpinned from taskbar. So if you change your mind, you say, I don't want Excel on my taskbar anymore, permanently pinned, so I'm just going to unpin it, and it will disappear from the taskbar. And if it, in my case, it's the third item, if I unpin Excel, then the fourth item on the taskbar will slide down and it will become the third item. So my Google Chrome, which was number 4, will now become number 3 because I unpinned Excel, which was the old number 3. When you set up a Windows 10 computer, Windows does have, by default, items pinned to the taskbar. You can leave them there if you like them. You can use the Applications key to bring up the jump list and unpin them if you don't want them permanently pinned. Just because they're there when you set up a Windows computer doesn't mean you're going to break anything if you unpin them. There's another keystroke, Windows Alt held down plus the number row keys. I find it a very productive way to access documents. I can just press Windows Alt 1 from anywhere. The jump list will open for File Explorer. If I press Windows Alt 2, the jump list for Word will open because it's the second one on my taskbar. I can arrow down till I find the document I want in Word, press Enter, and now Word will open. Regardless of whether it was open before, it will now open and it will open in that document. It doesn't matter where you are when you press that shortcut. One more thing about the jump list. When you've got the jump list open, let's pick Word, for example, and we're arrowing up and down our recently used documents that are in the Word jump list. If we find the document we're interested in, instead of pressing Enter, guess what? We can press the Applications key again on any one of those documents. What you will find is another jump list will open, and it will have a choice to pin it to the jump list. So let's review that. Press Windows T to take us to the taskbar. We arrow over to the Word icon. We press Applications to open the Word icon's jump list. We arrow down to a document. We say, gee, I use this document 3 or 4 times a day. I would like it to always be at the top of my jump list. So you press the Applications key on that document and you will have a choice to pin it to the jump list. So now it's there permanently. And that is, I think, the real power of the taskbar, is the ability to use the jump list to find frequently used resources for the particular app. And then even to take those frequently used resources and say, well, I want that folder or file to always be at the top. So now I can pin that item to the jump list.
I'm going to conclude today's session by talking briefly about the Windows Run dialog. This is yet another facility for launching various resources in Windows. You open the Windows Run dialog with the shortcut Windows R. Hold down the Windows key and press R, R for Run. A dialog will open and you will be placed in an edit box. Here you can type the name of a resource, such as a program app, a folder name, a file name, or a website, and Windows will open it for you. I am going to press Windows R, and now I'm in an edit box. Let's say I wanted to quickly open a website, such as the CCB website. I can type www.ccbnational.net and press Enter. Now the CCB National website is opening in my Chrome browser. I'm going to press Alt+F4 to close that, and I'm going to press Windows R again. Now I'm in the edit box. I'm going to type Documents and press Enter. Now my Documents folder is opening. I'm going to press Alt+F4 to close it. I can also run apps from the Windows Run dialog. Press Windows R and type Excel. Press Enter. Excel will open. Or Notepad. Press Enter and Notepad will open. Type Outlook. Press Enter and Outlook will open. However, if you type Word and press Enter, you will get an error because the actual name of the Word program is WinWord, WinWord. With the Windows Run dialog, you must type the exact name of the resource that you want to open. It does not do a search, as would happen if you tapped the Windows key by itself and entered the Windows search facility. So the Windows Run command is useful to quickly open a resource whose exact name you know and whose name is fairly short. For example, I don't find it too useful to open a file name or a folder name that has a long path. I have a folder in my Documents folder called Books, but in order to open that Books subfolder with the Windows Run command, I would have to type /users/Jerry/documents/books and press Enter. That's not very convenient. It would be more practical to use other methods, such as the jump list on the Windows taskbar that we've just talked about, or maybe creating a shortcut on my desktop to that Books folder. So the Windows Run command is not always the best way to do things, but like everything in Windows, it's another choice. If you know the exact name of the resource that you want and you can type it quickly, then it's probably useful to try the Windows Run command. You should also know that the Windows Run dialog is an edit combo. This means instead of typing in the edit box, you can press down arrow and you will find a list of commands that you've previously typed into the Run dialog. If you see the previous command that you want and press Enter on it, that command will be repeated. You don't have to type it. If you type a partial command into the Run dialog box, such as www, and press down arrow, you will see a list of previous commands that start with www. Another useful function that I use the Windows Run command for is to use Notepad to quickly take a note. Supposing I'm on the phone with someone and they want to give me a phone number or an address and I want to quickly jot it down. I can press Windows R, type Notepad, press Enter, and I'm in the Notepad window to quickly type the memo. Another useful function I like to do with the Windows Run dialog is to open a drive letter. If I plug in a USB flash or an external drive, and from prior experience I know that that drive is opening on, let's say, drive letter F, I can simply press Windows R, type in F:, press Enter, and my F drive will open up. So keep the Windows Run dialog in mind for those resources that you want to launch whose name is fairly short and easy to type.
This concludes the episode on the Windows Taskbar, a productivity tool, and the Windows Run dialog. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to the GTT podcast from the Canadian Council of the Blind. There are many ways to get in touch with us. You can call us toll-free at 1-877-304-0968. You can follow our GTT blog at gttprogram.blog. If you'd like to subscribe to our email support list, you can send a blank email to gttsupport+subscribe@groups.io. And you can follow the Canadian Council of the Blind on the web at ccbnational.com.